This is Senator Al Simpson. Startling political reform has taken place in Poland, but the country will need more than a bale of international good wishes to get its economy in order. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Who could have told us a year ago that a non-communist government would be in place in Poland? But now these tough Poles face other tough challenges: massive foreign debt, chronic shortages of food, and a ponderous industrial system. Bringing economic reform is the daunting task that faces the brave Solidarity Coalition. President Bush has already offered economic assistance. Now we must decide how much. I think that America can do even more than provide money without arrogant interfering. By encouraging our own and other nations, banks and businesses, to invest in this fine new freer nation, private enterprise can play a major role here. Hate to use that term. Sticks in your craw, don't it, Ted?
Al, you're way behind the curve this time. The peaceful revolution in Poland has opened a gaping hole in the Iron Curtain. But you and the Bush administration are reacting as if it's all a devious communist trick. If you'd been running things at the end of World War II, Al, we'd never have had a Marshall Plan. Where's the bold vision when we need it now? The Cold War is ending in Central Europe, and history will judge us harshly if our response is too little and too late. President Bush is offering only a token package of U.S. assistance to Poland. Lech Walesa has called for $10 billion in international aid. That's the right order of magnitude. We've endorsed that level to help the Philippines. Why not Poland? Economic reforms are essential to ensure that the aid is used effectively, but those can be negotiated. Polish freedom is at stake, Al, and the Polish people deserve more than lip service from Uncle Sam. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Self-Determination for Puerto Rico. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.